Russians on this at this point. They agreed on that second paragraph on the basis of prior discussions, and the U.S. has said that the RVN will be present, the DRV has said that the NLF will be present. Accordingly, the meeting will include representatives of the four. But there was no agreement on the without conditions.
Can we sell that to that to South Vietnam?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I didn't like that statement.
As a secret minute. I mean, I think that there's a fair chance it'll remain private for quite a while. But
does that put us in a little compromising position to recognize them as a representative from the position that we took all along when Bobby was trying to?
No, I think that
bring them to the table, and we said, well, they'll have no chance having their voice heard. And you remember how careful you were and how you made me be careful not to ever bring them there as a separate entity.
Well, the...
I'm just looking at how we defend ourselves now with Nixon and these folks. What's my answer to that?
The fact is that we've been talking since the 1st of April with people whose existence we don't recognize. And this has nothing to do with recognizing status. Everybody at the table will have a different view as to the status of the other parties.
Is this in any way inconsistent with anything that you and I said in 64 and 5?
No, I think you said there would be no insuperable obstacle to getting their views, and
that's right.
The South Vietnamese will take the view that these fellows are part of the North Vietnamese delegation. We won't debate that or contradict it. We don't have to embrace it.
We have to have that last sentence, though.
I think we have to, yes.
They insist on that.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the purpose of
it. Now, the without conditions thing is not agreed, and the interval is not agreed. They've come back saying that if we start bombing on the 27th, that's tomorrow, that a meeting could occur on November 2nd. Now, I'm trying to run down. I haven't finished the work on it yet as to whether they, as Debrinian thought, had actually moved to 4 days. I don't recall that myself.
No, I've never heard of it, and I think that he was just thinking that they do. That's what our boy Jordan is trying to peddle, 5 days, and that's why they got 10, so it looked like half. I think we ought to counter to move it up now to maybe the 6th or 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe we can stand this thing before the election, the 2nd or 3rd.
You mean the meeting or the dropping of the bombing?
No, we could start with the meeting the 7th, maybe, or something. 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can stop the bombing election morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that night, so it doesn't affect the election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the election is the 5th, as I recall it. Is that Tuesday on your calendar? I don't have one.
That's right.
So we might be able to, the night of the 4th, that night at midnight, stop the bombing, and you figure then it wouldn't come out until, I guess we ought to, the 5th. We ought to stop it.
Election evening.
Election evening. And that'd be the 5th. And then we could...
I think you're likely to be charged then with deliberately holding off because of the election.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that we ought to try to pull a quickie here the day of the election to affect it. I'd rather be charged with, in other words, we're not agreeing on this thing yet. We're not close to it, but I think that we ought to be awfully careful we don't get tied here to November the 2nd or 3rd, because I don't believe it's manageable. I think it just looks like we've been pulled in by the balls, and I mean the George balls, not...
Yeah. Well,
we could...
it'd be a little hard to... If they were to close the gap here, it'd be a little hard for us to pull back on that.
That's right, but that's what we... not any harder for us to pull back than it before they accept than it is for them. They're delaying us. Now, why don't we put in there and say, okay, if this gives you trouble, and we have problems here, and we've never told them to be anything but tentative. I've just been very careful about this. Maybe we ought to take a little more time and do this thing when we won't be in a partisanship. We could do it on the 6th instead of the 2nd. Or work into that some way, I don't know.
I think the thing to do on that would be to just tell Harriman and Vance that we're just not in a great hurry here, that the other fellows have got to meet us. And take their time. Don't go rushing around asking for quick meetings. Let them ask for the next meeting.
That's what I would do. I would just sure do that.
And then maybe this will take care of it.
Of course, you have to bear in mind, Avery will tell Pearson that, Drew.
Well, I wouldn't. That was the reason why I thought that we ought not to say anything to Averill that has anything to do with the election.
Yes, that's right.
I see. Well, let me do some more. Are you going to be here today?
No, I'm going to be speaking in West Virginia and Kentucky and all around, and I think that'll give you some things. You can just say that the president's out Saturday and Sunday, and maybe if you need to, we'll have meetings here Monday or Tuesday, but
I'll get us a little time.
We've got to have a little time. And
right.
Then I think I'd work in that anything we do will have to be cleared with the leaders and everything. And
yeah.
Doing the day two before election is going to look awful suspicious.
Right.
Get size cooperation. Anyway, you think about it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow when I get back. But
right.
It looks like to me we take less danger doing it election day or the day after than we do just before. Now, what is your gut reaction?
Well, I frankly feel that if they should, by some miracle, close the gap on our present basis, that we ought to go ahead, that we shouldn't delay it because of the election. I think that we can give the candidates and the leaders, and to some extent the public, a chronology here that will show that this has had a chronology of its own. I think the charge that we were deliberately delaying it for the election would be a very serious one, where fighting is concerned. But I think that the other side is going to take care of your problem. I just don't know. I have no real judgment as to what the effect of this would be on the election itself. I think it's a mixed bag. I doubt that it's going to have much effect on it.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Dr. Ransom.